You're listening to the Adventures of a Birth Photographer podcast. I'm your host, Jo Robertson, photographer at Lillian Craze Birth Photography. In each episode, I'll be deep diving into all things birth and birth photography. If you're obsessed with these topics like me, you're in the right place. I'll be having real conversations, sharing honest thoughts, and there'll be a whole lot in between, so stick around. I'm excited you're here, and I can't wait to see where this adventure takes us. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's jump right into today's episode. Hello and a warm welcome to episode 22 of the podcast. Thank you as always for tuning in. I don't know about you, but I can't believe Christmas is well and truly on its way. Next Saturday, our decks are going up and I'm super excited. I love this time of year. Lots of parcels coming through the front door. Love it, love it, love it. Well, I have left today's episode to the very last moment possible in November, as it's been a very busy month. I've worked closely with some wonderful people this month, which I'm very grateful to. In today's episode, I thought I would tackle some common objections about having a birth photographer. These are objections that I've heard time and time again over the past 5 years. So some of these might resonate with you. Some of them might be reasons that are holding you back. So I thought we would talk through some of them. I want to start out by saying this is not an episode all about convincing you to have your birth documented. It's nothing like that. It's more to show you you're not alone in thinking some of these reasons. The biggest objection, and the one I figure I'd get out the way first, is, you've guessed it, is expense. As birth photography is still relatively new in the UK, the cost is something that continues to shock many people who inquire. It's for this reason that I have a starting from price on my website. It's to give the person who's inquiring an idea of what it could expect to cost them. And it's better than guessing. Birth photography isn't cheap, and it's expensive for many reasons. And one of the huge factors is, of course, the on-call time, which could be as long as 4 to 5 weeks. And I go into a lot more detail in episode 17 about on-call life. So please go back and take a listen to that. I'm also kind of not going to bang on about how much my gear costs and how much it costs to run a business, blah, blah, blah. Because honestly, why would you care about those things? Now, when I started back in the way back when, in 2016 to be precise, I remember seeing a quote that I've never forgotten, and it's taken me ages to find it on Google, but I have found it. And it really sums up why birth photography costs what it does. It's a quote that was written by Alexia Frank, and I'm going to add a link to her website in the show notes. And it reads, "Shooting a birth is like getting an inquiry from a bride saying that she wants you to come photograph her wedding, but isn't going to set a date. She'll call you whenever, and when you ask her how many hours of coverage you'd like, she says, she's not sure, probably 24 hours, but maybe only two. And you ask her when she'd like for you to come and start the coverage, and she says, she won't know, probably around 2 a.m. And also, she doesn't want any use of flash. So when you ask her if there's any beautiful natural light, she says, she'll be getting married in a dark closet with no light whatsoever. And she's going to want images right away to send as announcements. And you're not going to be able to use them anywhere on your website or blog because she wants to keep her privacy intact. If that was the fact, we'd all be quoting this bride £50,000. At the end of the day, we all value things differently. What one person considers to be of great value is not the same for somebody else, just like birth photography is not for everyone. It's also worth noting that most birth photographers offer payment plans to help spread the cost. I offer this, and there's zero extra charge for accepting payments this way. My price doesn't change because you prefer to pay for it over a longer period of time. I actually loathe businesses that charge you extra to pay over a monthly period rather than in one go. So now that that biggie expense is out of the way, what might be your next concern or hesitation? How about having an extra person in the room? So you start to think about it, and then suddenly you start to imagine a scenario where you're giving birth, then a stranger enters the rooms when you're feeling at your most vulnerable, and they start taking photographs. Yes, That would turn me off too. But here's the thing that you hadn't expected. By the time you actually give birth, you would have already had many, many touch points with your birth photographer. Without realizing, you'll have been forging a relationship and a deep level of trust is being established over the months. You'll also have a maternity session, which will further solidify that you've made the best decision ever. And by the time your contractions start, you'll actually be excited to call your photographer. Don't take my word for it. Have a listen to episode 9 in their own words. Having that extra person in the room will become a great asset to you and your partner. You know, they won't have the stress of checking their mobile phone is fully charged or even remembering to take photographs. That extra person is taking care of all of that for you. Of course, you'll probably have other people's opinions and views thrust upon you when you mention you're considering having your birth documented. Be prepared for that. I wrote a blog a few years ago called Whose Voice Are You Listening To When It Comes to Birth Photography? And it's well worth a read. So actually, having an extra person in the room is a good thing. The next objection is one I imagine many people have. And it's, of course, the fear of the vagina shot. Yeah, I know, when we put the words birth and photography in one sentence, we immediately conjure up this particular image. The crowning shot, the moment of birth, the stage where babe is in between two worlds. But this moment is amazing, and you'll be blown away when you see how hard your body worked. This is a pinnacle moment, but it is a mistake to assume that birth photography is all about this particular moment. It is not. It's so much more. Birth photography, it gives you back your timeline. It connects a chain of events that brought your babe into the world. It's witnessing couples and families working together. You kind of catch my drift. This moves me on to the next objection, which is, I don't want my images scattered all over the internet. And I think this is a good time for me to say a big thank you to all the clients over the years who have given me the thumbs up to share their birth images online. I'm forever grateful to each of them. Sharing birth images on the internet does two powerful things. One, it's a way for me to share my work, for you to see the kind of standard you could expect to receive when you hire me. You'll also be able to see different locations that many of my clients have given birth in. And it's also confirmation that people are indeed hiring me and working with me. And two, the images themselves hold educational value to women and birthing people who are planning on giving birth soon. It is also a valuable tool for birth workers to educate their clients on birthing methods. Both of these reasons are equally important, but you are not obliged to give me or anyone permission to share. There are actually a great deal of birth images that I've taken that have never been seen by the public, and they're sat in my archives. I respect clients' decisions, and if they would rather keep their birth private, that is okay with me. In fact, the only time that you may be required to share your birth story online might be from an agreed model call. Be sure you understand exactly what the photographer will do with the images. Usually you would need to sign a contract or a model release. So please don't let this particular thought or objection prevent you from looking into having your birth documented. Finally, to finish off, another objective, which is also quite a big one, it's what if you miss the birth? And I'm not going to beat around the bush, be completely transparent with you. This uncertainty is a very valid one. You know, as we established earlier, shooting a birth is nothing like shooting a wedding. Birth is unpredictable, and there is always an element of risk of missing the birth. Nobody actually knows how quick a babe might come. So what is in place if this happens? Well, it starts with having lots of conversations about this, about what happens if a birth is missed, so everybody knows what to expect. For example, if you had your babe before the birth photographer arrived, the photographer would just start shooting from the moment that they arrived. This has happened to me a couple of times over the years, and it has been unavoidable. Some babes just can't wait around. I've arrived when cord is still pulsing and the placenta is still to be delivered. That's how close it's been. So, yes, it's a very real situation that may or may not happen, and there is some uncertainty and a little risk involved. But when the risk pays off, you will obsess over your birth images more than any other images you own. And even if the actual moment of birth is missed, the images of immediate postpartum are absolutely stunning moments too. So some of these common reasons might have been on your mind, they might have been floating about in your head when you've stopped to think about having your birth documented. If you find yourself continually being drawn to images of birth, or there's like this deep longing to have your birth documented, or you're constantly in awe of the images of birth that you see, that might be a sign to at least get in touch. Often the first step is the hardest. Let me help you. There is a link in the show notes to book a call with me, and there is absolutely zero obligation to book anything after our call. Let's just talk and see where it takes us. I'm going to leave you with this. You don't need to make sense of the reason why birth photography is calling you. You just need to trust that the calling feels right. Birth photography spots are open for next year, but they are limited. It's me, one human, doing all the things. Until next time, my lovely listener, take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. If you have a second, I'd really appreciate you leaving a quick review so that others can find the podcast. And if you want to make a real human connection with me, I would love that. All the info you need is in the show notes. Until next time, take care.